Welcome to Palouse Podcast, where we connect the past with the present through deep, heartfelt conversations. Today, I'm honored to sit down with my father, who is at the ripe young age of 63, named David Allen Pluchinski, and we'll be able to hear their stories and wisdom. We love interviewing people here on Palouse Podcast, and I'm so grateful to sit down with my dad today.
62.
Sorry, I don't even know my dad's age. So he's the big guy, big lawyer, big man. How are you feeling today?
So far so good. Feel okay.
Where'd you grow up?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which is in western Pennsylvania.
Town of the big flood.
Yes. We made it on the map after we got wiped off the map.
Let's hear one of your favorite memories as a child.
One of my favorite memories as a child. You know, I can't tell this one story, though, because my mother, you know, would be upset. But, I remember, this is from high school. I was with some buddies at a mall, and we were eating and all that. And my one buddy and I, we both played baseball, and we're talking about different stats. And we're talking about RBIs, you know, runs batted in. And our third friend, who's not much of a sports guy, after about 5 minutes of our conversation about RBIs, said, "What the hell's a crunchiola?" And we look at him and say, "What are you talking about? That's what you guys have been talking about for the last 5 minutes." My friend spit out a whole mouthful of ice across the mall floor. So for whatever reason, that was funny to him. The guy completely didn't understand baseball. So that's what I remember.
So I know you like baseball. How about your family? How many siblings? What were your parents like just growing up?
My dad was a steel worker and was also in the National Guard. Worked all the time. Was kind of like a man's man. My mom was essentially a homemaker. Would every now and then have a part-time job. But was home most of, you know, my youth. And then I have three siblings. They're all my siblings. Three sisters.
Let's just get their names.
My oldest is Nadine. The next one in line is Sharon. And then the youngest one, Cynthia.
Let's be honest, who's your favorite?
Cynthia and Nadine, and Cynthia and Sharon.
Were there any big traditions that your family held growing up?
I always remember the holidays.
Being...
Actually, it's my mother's side of the family was Serbian. My father's side was Slovak.
So did you have any traditions that led from heritage?
There'd be the certain, you know, it was generally the Serbian kind of religious festivals, I would say, more so than anything. But, you know, the holidays were always a big time, particularly Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then 4th of July, I'd say.
What was your favorite holiday that you liked spending with your family?
As a kid? I'd say maybe Christmas.
Presents.
Christmas and Thanksgiving. No, both Christmas and Thanksgiving are real similar. My mom would hold a dinner, and you've been to my house in Pennsylvania. You know, it's a small house. We'd have 20 people for dinner. You know, we'd pack them all in and all that.
So, being born in 62. Jeez, I don't even know my dad. This is bad.
I mean, it's 63, which meant I've been born in 61. So.
What major, historical events do you remember experiencing? And did they have any, sort of effect on, your life or how you recognize things?
There's the moon landing. We had the moon landing.
Fake.
No, it was real.
Fake.
It was a real moon landing, July 20th, 1969. Okay.
Okay, so the fake moon landing.
The real moon landing. Wasn't nothing fake about it. And then we also had the bicentennial. You know.
Expand on that for some people that might not know what
the bicentennial, that was the 200th anniversary of the United States in 1776. Actually, it's of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th. So, yeah, that was, I remember.
A real patriot here?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was, we had the Johnstown flood of 1977, which was also on July 20th. And then that was, can't really say that was historical nationwide, but for me in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, it was of significance. Kind of started the beginning of the end of the city of Johnstown.
Okay, so you grew up in a time where things were very different. How do you think now, how would you compare now to when you were younger? How is it different?
Well, first of all, we're in Houston, Texas, which is a much larger city, more diverse. Johnstown, Pennsylvania was not a particularly diverse city, and it was smaller. So from a safety standpoint, I mean, you didn't have to worry about being abducted if you were a kid. You locked your doors maybe when you went to bed, but during the day you left them open, unlocked.
I feel like that also comes with, like, certain territory, though, in a sense, in Houston. Because living in West U and Grays Heights, that area, we're a lot more confined neighborhood, in a sense, where it's safer. You see kids playing all the time.
It's one of the safer places of Houston, but I still lock my doors here.
Of course, but how do you think life in general is different compared to when you're younger? I know inflation has been a huge thing, major difference.
Yeah, I did go through all that too, the stagflation of the early 70s. That was a historic event. I still recall the Vietnam War. I remember going to a 7-Eleven type of store. We used to call them superettes. And seeing the Inquirer type magazines having pictures of like dead soldiers on them. I still have talk about memories. I still remember that. So I had the Vietnam War there.
What would you say is one of the proudest moments in your life? We know you're a lawyer. Was passing the bar something huge for you? Or would it be something else that you're proud of?
I was proud for when I passed the bar. I think probably getting into college.
And where did you go to college?
I went to the University of Pennsylvania.
As an undergraduate?
Yes, as an undergraduate, I went to Vanderbilt University for law school.
Vandy, okay.
Yeah, and it was a big deal because, Penn is an Ivy League school. So coming from a small town, and there's 81 kids in my graduating class in high school. And going to a school like that was really, a feather in my cap.
That's really great. Being to places so prestigious and just being around a lot, what's a good life lesson that you learned that you think everyone should know and it enlighten and benefit many people down the road?
Be patient and be respectful. Not just to the people you report to, but to the people that report to you.
So respect all, because you never know who's who.
Well, not just, it's just the, it's the right thing to do. You treat people with respect. You don't treat them like crap.
Treat others like you want to be treated.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Other than me, what's your favorite thing about our family?
Other than you? I would say, having you, Alec, and your mom. John, all of that, the family unit. I have different relationships with each one of you, do different things with each one of you.
Especially because I'm the favorite, I know.
Sure, you're the favorite.
What would you say is a noticeable lifestyle change that was implemented in your family having a war bed as a father? He was obviously stricter.
He was not a very strict parent. He never said he wanted respect, but you respected him for all the things he had done. But he was pretty much laissez-faire. Once I called him an asshole, and he just slapped me across the face and split my lip. And my dad, he was like Papa. So it's just whoa, okay.
As a kid, and let's go back, what were you like?
I was always the way our school broke down, you had the smart kids, the middle smart kids, and then the kids who weren't the smart kids. And I was always in the top group. And, I didn't really, did enough what I had to do to get by. And then when I got bumped down from the top group to the middle group, in seventh grade, it was like a rude awakening, and that really caused me to kind of kick it in and focus on studying, becoming more studious then. I never found school particularly difficult.
Sports teams did you follow?
In baseball, it would have been the Cincinnati Reds.
You didn't like the Pirates?
They were okay, but I was a Reds fan from the Big Red Machine days. And I really kind of stopped following the Reds probably around, it would have been in the 80s when I was at college and law school. And then I started following the Astros when I moved out here. And the Astros were by far not my favorite, you know, the team I root for.
Good choice. What about football? You've been a Steelers fan.
I've been a Steelers fan, yeah. Steelers and Bengals at one time, too, both teams, which was real difficult because they were in the same division.
Being a Steelers fan, mm-hmm. How do you think Mike Tomlin's effect on the team has been as a coach?
Well, he has maintained the team at a consistently winning level. I think he's been there, it's got to be close to 20 years
now. In the past, decade, let's say? Mm-hmm. How would you rank him among coaches in general? Would you say near the top?
Yeah, I'd say he's near the top. I mean, he's only won the one Super Bowl.
But his capability as a solid, keeping a solid team, especially in so many rebuild years as we've seen, somehow finding a way to go at least 500.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's only had one losing season, I think, in his career. I'm not even sure he's had a losing season.
I don't think he has. No.
And
if he did, it was near the start.
Yeah, he has found a way to win sometimes with not as much talent. I mean, look at it right now. Roethlisberger was their quarterback for 12, 13 years. He retires, and they've just, it's a merry-go-round, you know what I mean? And they've got Russell Wilson now, who still, I think, has got a little life left.
What was your first job?
After school, or just ever?
Forever.
Paperboy. I was
a proper paycheck.
Well, I wasn't a proper paycheck, but I got paid 2.5 cents per paper during the probationary 6-month period. Then I got 3 cents of paper.
Let's just go with straight up, a proper check. Did you have a job in high school?
Yeah, I did actually. I used to work for my uncle periodically. But I had a job at Roaring River Mills, which was a fabric store.
So, did you deal with any rude customers?
No, it was a fabric store, so I was basically dealing with women, which, who can be rude also, but I was a stock boy, you know what I mean? I made things look pretty when things got, I didn't run the cash register, I would cut fabric occasionally, you know what I'm saying? It was all pretty easy.
Okay, mentors or role models growing up? Other than your dad, mm-hmm. Who would you say was a big role model and someone you looked up to?
I looked up to my Uncle Mim, Michael.
Not family. Someone you didn't know.
George Ambrose was a mentor.
Who is that?
He was a high school teacher.
High school teacher?
Yeah, he was a high school teacher. He was a mentor.
Okay, and let's end it with the last question. What's the moment you realized you knew what you wanted to do and that changed you?
You know, I think I always kind of wanted to be a lawyer going back to elementary school. I really knew I was going to kind of do that when I was probably 14 or 15. And I kind of, that's one of the things where I probably started focusing more on my studies, you know, beginning in 7th grade, which would have made me 12 or 13-ish.
Okay. So, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's one thing where I've been really fortunate. You know, I'll say I'm even blessed in it. I enjoy what I do, which is another thing I'd advise my younger self. Make sure you do something that you enjoy.
Find a job that you like doing. Don't be stuck doing a job you don't like.
Exactly. And it's not a job then. It's like a career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I thought this was a great interview. I loved learning a lot of stuff, especially about your past. Some things I didn't know. Things you really enjoyed. Especially those tips that you want to give your younger self, and I hope the audience takes some into mind on that. I think that those are especially huge during high school when you need to know what you want to do, and following something like that would help. Thank you so much for your time and all the stories you're able to tell us. And I just want to remind others listening, connecting with your family and their own history is such a great way, realizing those around you and what they've been through. Thank you for joining us in this moment and whole time. If we're lucky and my mom is ever interested, maybe we can get her on one of these. Thank y'all.